Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch podcast right here at the amazing Hawaii Comic Con. And let me tell you something. I ran into, or didn't run into, courtesy of Gannon, who's currently on the show right now. He introduced us to fellow brothers and sisters in arms, as it were. They are also their fellow podcasters as well. It is the Mana Pauhana podcast, and they are located here on the lovely island of Oahu. Is that right? Am I getting that right?
Yes. We currently record our episodes in the back room of the Other Realms comic book shop. Their giant booth is like right over there. I can see it, I think. And but I'm from Maui originally.
Where are you from in Maui?
From Kula, up country.
Oh, you're from country.
Yeah, up country. Kinke Kalike. My dad worked at Haleakala National Park my whole life.
Wow.
So, yeah, so when I heard, like, oh, there's a Maui podcast of nerds, I was like, hello, friends. I feel some loyalty towards you, too.
Fantastic.
Where did you move here?
I went to UH Manoa starting 2004, and then, you know, I'd go back home for summers, and I moved over here full-time 2008 after I graduated.
Okay. Okay, I was waiting for the graduated part, because I was going to say 2004, and I was going to ask if you still going to college, so I wasn't
sure. I wasn't one of those, actually. Had a scholarship that was going to run out after 4 years, so I was like, better finish soon. And that's the only way I was getting my art degree. It wasn't like science or something.
Well, I tell you what, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the rest of the NerdWatch people that are listening?
Oh, yeah, hello, audience. He doesn't know who I am.
Yes.
My name is Dallas Nagata White, and I am a commercial photographer located in Honolulu.
Wow, you are a commercial photographer. What yep. do you photog?
Kind of a lot of things, but currently right now a lot of editorial or lifestyle advertising images. So I'm assuming you guys flew over on Hawaiian Airlines?
Absolutely.
Over here? Did you look at the magazine?
I did not have a magazine, interestingly enough.
Well, when you go back, look at the magazine. You have until June.
Okay.
And the cover story is actually about Cal Poe, and I shot that.
That was you?
Yeah.
Wow, that is crazy. That's
my non-nerd stuff. That's my real job.
For those
listening at home, we should also point out, because they can't see her unless they're on Facebook Live, she is an amazing katana.
Well, here's the thing. What I was going to say was that not to make a differentiation, but that's the boring part of your life, right?
No, I mean, hey, guys, I'm a country Maui girl. I love outside, outdoor stuff. So I live kind of a dichotomy with my life, where I love outdoor adventure travel stuff, but I'm also totally happy staying home and playing video games.
Well, let me tell you something. You are also, would you consider yourself a cosplayer?
Oh, yeah.
Because you are.
I better after how much money I've spent on all these fabrics.
You are a katana.
Yes.
Is that correct?
I'm DC Bombshell Katana.
Very cool.
It's designed by the fabulous artist Aunt Lucia, who is
two booths behind us.
So I got to go show him my costume and took pictures of him. That was awesome.
What do you think of it?
Oh, he loved it.
Because there's a few.
It looks amazing.
I saw
quite a few of them.
I'm just only the one still in costume because, audio listeners, you can't see it, but I'm wearing so much makeup on my face and have so much hairspray in my hair that this was not coming off till I go home to shower.
I've talked to several cosplayers, and like I've told them before, what people don't understand is that you don't only have to be a seamstress, you have to be a makeup artist, you have to be a crafter, you have to come up with all of these things. How long does your process take normally?
It really depends. Like, I only started doing some YouTube videos on my own, like, about a year and a half ago.
Sure.
And usually, as a photographer, if I was doing still pictures of myself, I'm like, okay, makeup, whatever. I can Photoshop that. That's easy. But, you know, retouching video is slightly more expensive and complicated.
Right.
I finally started learning how to actually put on makeup to do videos. And then once I started doing cosplay, it was like, okay, just take it from there and expand on it. Because I used to work in the fashion industry here, and so I was on a lot of photo shoots where I would have makeup artists, and I always like kind of watch them, not understanding how they were like making their magic. So I made it a point to finally learn from like YouTube videos and friends.
Seems like you have a lot of trades, my dear.
Jack of all trades, master of not making money.
Listen, in this industry, we are the masters of not making money at all.
Yes, we are.
That's the thing. But we love to spend it on nerdy stuff that we never get to play with anymore. But what's cool about what you do is that you get a chance to play and be a cosplayer, which is really nice. And people love that here. I'm assuming they love taking pictures with you.
Yeah. Stopping from photos, it's really fun. Like, I think the first few times I cosplayed, I can't even remember which costumes it was, probably something Final Fantasy, but just mostly the feeling of like having kids get really excited to see you in costume. It's like it's like I work at Disneyland, except without all the rules, you know? So they get so excited to see you, and they say hi, and they call you by the character's name if they recognize you. And
right.
It's just, like, a really good feeling.
Oh, that is so, so cool. And like I said, you also brought someone else with you. It looks like your bodyguard.
He's also keeping us in check.
Yes. Can we introduce him to the show?
Yes, I would like to introduce the magical voice of Mr. Noah Tom from the Mana Pal Hana podcast.
Oh, Tom, how are you, sir?
Noah Tom. I have two first names. That's how it goes.
I know. I like Tom better. No, I'm just kidding.
You can choose either one. It's fine.
Okay, so Noah Tom, sir. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for bringing me in.
Yeah, man. Can you tell us a little bit about how you hooked up with the lovely Katana that's sitting next to us, and how you got started with the Mana Pal Hana podcast?
Dallas and I met through kind of industry friends.
Yeah.
We kind of instantly clicked. Ed's always the talkative one, her husband, and he kind of made it a point to kind of find me. I'm one of the older ones in the industry. I actually work in advertising.
Oh.
And so Dallas is a photographer, and Ed's always trying to market her to people, so he goes out and he tries to find people to get her in touch with.
Wait, she's married?
Really.
Damn.
Sorry, it was hiding under my
glove. Dang it.
She's totally married. Sorry, guys.
Always
my
luck.
This is my husband.
I have him on a button. I carried Ed with me.
So you're a marketing guy.
Yeah, I'm a marketing guy.
So, question. You do know that there's no real money in this podcasting thing, right?
Actually, I do this
unless
for the love
Kevin
of it.
Smith.
Unless you're Kevin Smith.
Yeah, unless you're Kevin Smith, there's
right.
no money in this.
Right.
But no, I did it for the love of it. Dallas said, hey, I wanted to start doing this. And I said, that sounds great. I love talking.
He loves the sound of his own voice.
I do.
And we
love
the sound of his voice.
Noah, you and I are peas in a pod.
Yeah, it's all about just talking nonstop. And we always want to discuss these things. And it's a group of people I like hanging out with. And then we're forced to kind of do it every week.
Right.
And I get to spend at least an hour with them. We get to talk story about the things
it
we're interested
so
in.
Eerie.
It
yeah,
does.
Yeah.
It
sounds
it's
so eerie.
It's an excuse to hang out once a week together because we're so busy. I have kids and a life and a full-time job. Dallas has all the things she's doing. Ed's going to school. Megan's a full-time cosplayer. So there's all these different things going on in
sure.
our lives.
Sure.
But this one thing brings us together, and we get to sit and chat with people with like minds.
Yeah, and it's a good excuse because then we're like, oh, new movie's coming out. We have to all go see it
together.
So that we can talk about it later.
That's so eerie.
It is. It's weird because this is exactly what we did this
morning. Only I think we drink more.
That
or I
drink
more.
They absolutely do.
Our headquarters is right next to a bar. So
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
It's
you guys
next
are
to,
smarter than us.
It's
yeah.
next it's next to a bar, and we also do the podcast
the
at a comic book
me,
store.
So I don't ever pay.
Okay.
So we do it at Maui Comics and Collectibles.
That's the
nice.
One's right next to you here.
Yeah,
right
next to us here.
Awesome. So we got to tell other realms that they need a bar now.
Now, you guys have been doing this. You guys have been doing the podcast for how long?
Almost a year. I think we're at 25 numbered episodes.
Yeah. Well, we've taken some weeks off and months off. And you know,
what's that like?
Well, we're off
you
doing other
lazy,
things.
You feel lazy, but
yeah.
you're like, oh, I don't have to rush to edit this episode right,
right
now.
Right,
cool.
Right, right. What I love about podcasting is the freedom to say what you want to say and be able to talk about the things that you love. But what I also love about the podcast universe is that when podcasters get together, it's not about necessarily competing with each other. It's about being.
Well, since nobody's making money,
right? Exactly.
And there's no competition.
What's nice is that you guys we can all come together and be like, hey, listen, how do you do this or how do you do that? And it's really nice to be able to reach out and be like, how can we lift you up or how can we lift you up or how can we help? And that's why I like this community of podcasting. It just makes it so much more fun and you meet some amazing people. You know, so at other realms, I'm sure that you guys have met some amazing people where you do your podcast. I'm sure it's a fun group to be with a lot of the time, and you just meet some really amazing people. Like I would never have thought I never would have met you guys today. I had no idea. I would never have known there was another podcast. As you notice, our banner says Maui's Only.
Yeah,
Nerd
well,
Culture Podcast.
Which isn't true anymore.
Which is, well, no, it's true. It's Maui's Only.
Yeah.
They're on Oahu.
But
there is another podcaster on Maui.
Gosh dang.
There's another Skywalker.
Oh, was I not supposed to mention that?
You're not supposed to mention that,
he
man.
He doesn't exist if you don't talk about
that's
him.
That's right. You don't talk about him. So
Maui's Only good podcast.
Oh,
that's
now
right.
We're getting competitive.
Jeez, now we're getting competitive.
Well, I mean, if it's facts.
That's
right. Well, speaking of Maui, and I have to just throw this in here because I got to be a good daughter.
Yes, Maui.
So I don't know if you've ever heard of my mom. Her name's Linda Nagata, and she is a science fiction writer who lives on Maui right now.
No way.
And she currently has a book trilogy out published by Simon & Schuster, which is a near-future military sci-fi thriller trilogy. And you guys should have her on your podcast.
Here's the thing. We would love to have your mother on our podcast if she'll have us.
She can try, because we're like, Mom, you need to go market. Okay, go on this podcast. Look, you don't have to do it on Skype. You can actually go to a bar.
If she wants to hang with about seven really weird comic-centered dudes, please, Maui Comics and Collectibles, we'll hook up.
Okay.
I would love
to
have her on.
I'll see if I can get that to happen, because, yeah, it's pretty cool. Her first book in the trilogy was nominated for a Nebula Award 2 years ago.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Alongside Neil Gaiman, and they both lost to someone else. So I was like, good job, Mom.
Wow. Wow. They're just talent runs through your bloodline, does it not?
Well, yeah. So, again, my dad, National Park Service, so that's the outdoor side of me.
Yes,
my mom, the science fiction writer.
And
that's
the
nerd side of me.
Look at you. You guys have quite a catch in your podcast.
We do. Well, she's definitely the heart of the podcast.
Well, I'm the idea person who's like, let's all do this stuff. And then they're like, okay, here, you have to edit it. And I'm like, oh.
All right. So
that's because I'm fun employed. I'm the one who has time.
Hey, Gannon, can you put in our notes that we need to find someone just like her for our show?
We could just listen to this again.
Oh, we could.
It is
just
on record.
Just send me a script and I'll start recording lines. And then you can just insert it into whatever.
Good. Now,
we'll have her on loan when she travels back to see Mom and Dad.
Yeah,
for sure. Is there anything you guys can tell us about your podcast as far as, number one, we can obviously get on iTunes and such. Where else can we see you guys? Are you guys on social media? How else can we get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, best place to go is manapauhana.com. M-A-N-A-P-A-U. I ran out of...
H-A-N-A.
Ran out of letters. It's been a long day, guys. Yeah, manapauhana.
A Maui girl couldn't spell Hana. I'm ashamed.
No, I just... There's so many A's in there. I need to buy some more vowels. And then actually on Facebook, we're the Mana Mai Tai Company.
Oh.
So that's like to cover not just the podcast, but like a variety of like the nerd projects we do. Like when Other Realms moved to a new location, we did like a little documentary video on their opening day, like stuff like that. So that's under Mana Mai Tai Company, but our podcast itself is the Mana Pauhana Podcast.
Mana Pauhana Podcast.
And Mana Pauhana on Twitter. Otherwise, in every episode, we link all our own individual Twitter so you can talk to us and tell us how we got stuff wrong when we're talking about whatever Marvel DC stuff we're doing.
Very cool. We expect
that. We tell people. We're like, we're probably wrong. Tell us how wrong we are.
Can I ask you how long your podcasts are? Just curiously.
They average probably about 30 minutes these days.
30 minutes?
But we were up at an hour, hour 10 for a while.
And that was getting expensive.
What? This is what I keep telling these guys. We go for an hour and a half, 2 hours. Sometimes when there's a lot to talk about, we're going there for three.
Wow.
It's insane.
There are eight of us in the cast, though. So
that is true.
To get through everybody.
That does add up.
We actually try to get down to a single subject per podcast now. Before, we were actually talking about anything that had gone on.
Yeah, we would ramble on. Now we actually... this is what we're doing. And actually, we forgot to mention Chad earlier. Chad's the hero that we don't deserve. Chad on our podcast, he's the one who puts together all our show notes beforehand and actually like looks for articles on our topic and reads all of them. And then we show up and we're like, what's going on? And Chad's just like, I know everything.
So what you're telling me is you have a format for your show? Let's try that next time.
You guys need yourself a Chad.
We do.
Chad's amazing.
We need a Chad. Instead, we have a guy that stands off to the side and does lunges while we do the show, which is really weird. Anyway, it's
a little distracting.
It's a very distracting, extremely distracting. So Noah, thank you so much for coming, and of course,
thank you for having us on here.
The lovely and beautiful. I'm going to call you Katana.
He's going to call me Katana because he doesn't remember that my name is Dallas.
Dallas
like the city.
Can I tell you why I can't remember the name Dallas? Because I hate the Cowboys.
My dad was a 49ers fan.
Good.
But he named me Dallas after a character in a John Wayne movie.
Oh.
So back in the day, he got me a 49ers jersey that said Dallas on the back.
That's crazy.
That was a pretty special shirt.
Well, Dallas and Noah, thank you guys so much for coming to
thank
the show.
Thank you for having us.
It's the Mana Pauhana podcast right here that is recorded in Oahu at the Other Realms comic book store. Is that correct?
Yes.
And when do you guys record, by the way?
Thursdays.
We record Thursday nights and try to have it up by Monday morning.
Monday morning.
Try not to stalk us.
Okay. We record on Tuesdays, and I have it up on Wednesday.
So you are the king.
I'm trying to get these things up as fast as
we
I can every week.
It's a Thursday, Friday thing, but it got a little crazy.
I got a little cranky about that. So.
Once a week is good enough.
Yeah.
It's good enough.
Posted
so
accomplishment.
Monday is nice.
Posted good. So check them out, Noah and Dallas. That's the Mana Pauhana podcast. It's nice to have other podcasters and other people like-minded here in the islands that we can reach out with each other and enjoy and talk about the things that we love together, even if we can't play them or.
Yeah, if we don't have time, adulting
so guys,
is hard.
Thank you guys so much. Hey, we certainly do appreciate it.
Yes.
And we'll see you guys hopefully at the next con, right?
Yeah,
we'll
thank you, for sure.
Or here's the thing. If I could be so bold, next time I'm down here, if I can invite myself to your podcast.
Of
and
course.
Just sit in and just listen.
No,
I don't want
to. No. You got to talk. We need your voice. We need. You know, we're trading things. I'm giving you some Noah voice. We need some of your voice.
Well, Noah's a stud. I already feel ashamed.
Feel
of
the
even,
velvety tones.
Yeah,
of Noah's
I did the
voice.
Velvety tone of his voice. It's very Mel Torme. It's very old, but you know. Anyway, thanks guys so much for coming. It's the Mana Pauhana podcast. Check him out on Twitter, on Facebook, Maui. Manapauhana.com, yes?
Yes.
Manapauhana.com. Why couldn't I come up with a more inventive name?
Is this a crossover episode and I missed it?
You missed it, man.
Too late.
It's the Mana Pauhana podcast, man.
We found out they're the bizarro version of us.
They are. They are.
You mean they have personalities?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
And I wear this every
right, day. Right.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right. And they actually have a smart, attractive woman on the show.
Oh,
so, yeah. Which
she's a big misogynist.
Right. Right, I'm a total misogynist on the show. You'll get that when you listen to the show. It's weird.
Okay, so about getting my mom to talk to you.
I was just going to say, you just killed that.
I just totally did. Anyway, guys, we'll see you guys next time here, right here on the NerdWatch podcast, broadcasting exclusively from the amazing Hawaii Comic Con. And until next podcast, aloha.